WNRN is supported by Songs, Inc. and by SevillePodcast.com. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
I got a couple people on the WNRN studios this morning, and first wanted to say good morning to Jeff Romano. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, good. Hey, tell us what's going on tonight. Give us the comprehensive look at what's going to be happening at the Play On Theater tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, it's a lovely theater. I just went in to check out the sound system, and it's really cool. I'm really excited. We're having a benefit for the Waldorf School, Charlottesville Waldorf School, tonight. Starting at 7, we're having Devin Sproul, Paul Carreri, Jan Smith, and a surprise special guest. And Browning and myself, old Nickeltown friends, are opening up the show with an epic poem with some musical interludes.
Right, and we'll have a preview, a slice of this epic poem this morning. Browning will come in.
One page. We'll have four stanzas out of like 38 or something like that.
Well, cool. We're talking like Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner kind of epic here.
Yeah, Browning is our Homer.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And in the WN studios, although she hasn't taken up Jeff's guitar yet, we've got Devin Sproul here, and she's going to be playing us some tunes this morning and talking to us. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning to you, Ann.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm just fine.
That's good. That's good. Jeff, do you have any other thoughts or about what's going to be going on tonight? We're going to let Devin take over for a few minutes here.
Well, I just, I really would love to see folks out there. We're having a little, we're wondering how many folks are going to be there. This is the first time the Waldorf School has tried something like this. My fiance Naomi and I had the idea of throwing it together because they're, it's a really magical school. They're really trying to be the greenest school in America. You know, they're doing all these great green buildings, and they need to build some more, and they need desperately some money to do it. And, they just moved to town on Ryle Road across from Penn Park, and they're doing well, but they really need support. And my friends here, I'm really lucky to have these great friends.
For me, I've been around for a while here in Charlottesville, and there was this whole series, King of My Living Room thing. And it seems a bit reminiscent of that.
Yeah, I decided that I kind of wanted to make it sort of King of My Living Roomy, which was this thing that started up at one friend of ours had a party, and we all were there until 4 a.m, passing around guitars, and decided, hey, let's do this in front of people for money. And we threw on all kinds of concerts, and they were very successful. And the last few that we did were benefits. The last one we did was really successful. The last two were benefits.
And I went to one about a year ago, I think.
Yeah. And then I just decided to make this a little bit smaller, a little more intimate, use some of the King of My Living Room folks. Because sometimes if it gets too big, it's a little out of hand and it's too much to listen to. And this is nice.
Email exchanges in the week before between all the people complaining about where they want the lamps and do we actually want to bring in a real rug or,
Well, but, I always found the chairs to be very entertaining because you guys use the one with the chair. And I guess what Jan was gigantically pregnant and she had to be very careful about which chair she was in because of all that. So.
Yeah.
That's not the situation this morning. Well, let's turn it over to Devin have a talk with her. Hey, Devin, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. You've been out traveling?
Yeah, I've had a little bit of time at home in the last few weeks, and my husband Paul has been overseas, so I've been trying to write and do like home by myself stuff, and then I just got home last night.
Wow. So home last night, and here you are in WNRN studios this morning. Well, we thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks for having me.
You have a Walker visitor. Were you at the Walker Elementary School this morning?
Yeah, whoops. That was yesterday. I sort of dressed in a hurry this morning. I went in to tutor with my sister-in-law's math club yesterday, which is my second week in a row, which is great. We do an hour of last week was long division, and this week was like mean, mode, median, range, and then we do brain games for an hour.
So do you integrate music into all of this?
No, just survival skills, really, at Walker, yeah. And Yeah, and we're always looking for more tutors, too. Last week, a couple other friends came in, and it was way more under control.
Well, how about if you play us a song this morning to kind of get us ready for tonight at the Play On Theater here in Charlottesville?
That sounds good.
I don't believe that you should believe in heaven anymore. The way that you're going, I'm afraid of you floating away. And if it's forever, then you've got forever to get there. Oh, don't hurry for heaven while I'm taking care of you here. Maybe you've got a body worth more than its lot of admiring. Talking about studies and statues, I've not found a match for you yet. Now that I'm looking. But if you keep on living like you've been living, darling, who's to say? Don't hurry for heaven, darling, don't hurry. Tell it across the sea, or tell them all you're coming home to me. Like the curves of a woman, and you can tell a true player by his want to get better, they say. So if you love me even half as much as you love your old Martin, you should be practicing on me just about every tell it on the mountain. Ooh, tell it across the sea, boy. Tell them all you're coming home to me, to me. Go on, tell.
WNRN, live in the WNRN studios, Devin Sproul, and playing some music. She's also going to be playing tonight, along with a whole host of others, at the Play On Theater at the X Building in downtown Charlottesville, a benefit for the Waldorf School here in Charlottesville. And we are joined now by Browning Porter as well. I don't know if we want to do that slice of the epic poem now and then give the guitar back to Devin in just a minute. We're playing it playing it easy this morning.
Yeah, but, please sit here. Well, and thank you for going with the flow, Anne.
Well, I always try. I always try. Well, good morning, Browning.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you.
Well, glad to have you here.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to drop the kids off at school.
Well, Jeff had apprised me of that situation earlier, so I knew that you're being a good dad.
I had to drop my kids off, too.
So,
my unborn children.
Jeff and Browning, I have known for many years as Nickeltown, and you haven't actually done any CD releases for, you know, nine years maybe, and but you're still writing. You're still part of the writer's workshop in Charlottesville?
Not exactly. I've been... I'm really excited about Writer House, which is a new organization down behind the Bodos on Preston Avenue, and I've been helping them out a little bit. I'm not really directly affiliated with them. But what I've been doing lately, since I had my kids, I haven't really been doing as much music. But I've been writing monologues and performing them, often with live music, and that's very similar to what we're going to do tonight. The thing Jeff and I are going to do tonight is something that's in some ways really completely new for either of us. It's kind of an experiment. And it's because it's a long poem.
So how long is it? I mean, minutes. I'm sure you've clocked it.
It's going to be about 15 or 20 minutes. So, you know, it's not going to, your butt's not going to go to sleep. But I think it's you know, it's very humorous. It's a true story from my childhood about how our family dishwasher bit the dust when it was shot with an antique cap and ball pistol in a prolonged altercation between my father and a wild animal that invaded our house. And so it's probably about a 95% true, absolutely, totally true story, rendered in verse.
Iambic pentameter.
As a matter of fact, yes, most of it, yeah. It's 37 stanzas, consisting of four lines of blank verse, which is iambic pentameter that doesn't rhyme, and then a couplet of iambic heptameter at the end, which is kind of like a ballad stanza. If for all of you English majors out there who are keeping score, that's the way this one works.
Excellent. So, how did you and Jeff work out the music, or did Jeff just do what he wanted to do?
Yeah, well, you know, we just tried to put it to music, but then we felt. We both, you know, I'm now a papa as well. I have a boy at the Waldorf School, and it's just too much of an undertaking for both of us to get together so much. So we decided on musical interludes in breakpoints.
Ah, excellent. Well, let's have a preview of tonight for the opener of this benefit for the Waldorf School at the Playon Theater in downtown Charlottesville. We've got Browning Porter and Jeff Romano helping us with this morning.
Please don't get up. Let's let the dishes wait. Let forks and spoons lay sprawled, and let them shine in the candlelight. Let the napkins loll in a heap. Let each plate smile a while with its unwashed face. Rinse your glass only with wine, my friends, and stay until we've spoken all that needs to be said. Besides, the dishwasher is broken. Yes, the dishwasher, that once did gather into its sturdy racks the greasy spoils of the table, and with the gentle thunder of a distant waterfall, did tirelessly douse them with a sudsy tsunami until they were bright and clean as a fresh cue ball. It's useless now. Its buttons will still light up, but that is all. Was this some old machine, some leaky bucket, long ready for the dump? Alas, if only. But this hero of the kitchen died too young, a tragic casualty of friendly fire. And therein lies a tale of outrage, siege, and bloody battle, betrayal and victory at a cost. We'll need another bottle.
Thank you.
in black of night, while our innocent clan lay sleeping, an interloper entered uninvited. He scrabbled through our walls, gnawed at our dreams, and sucked the very marrow from our slumber. One night, naked and bleary, I roused and found, to my alarm, a fat black rat from nose to tail tip as long as my right arm.
We've got Browning Porter and Jeff Romano in the WNRN studios. You can hear more of that tonight at the Play On Theater. There's going to be a benefit for the Waldorf School there starting at 7 o'clock. And I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have some more music with Devin Sproul right here as we journey towards this event tonight here in Charlottesville. We've got Devin Sproul in the WNRN studio. We got Devin going to sit back down in the chair, so to speak. And we'll get ready for some more conversation and music with Devin. So, Devin, I admire you because of many things, actually. But one thing that you don't do is crank out an album like every 6 months. Although,
you admire me for that? Thank you.
I do, actually. because I think that means that you think a bit about your music before you send it out to the world in terms of putting it on that permanent marker, a CD. But
thank you.
At the same time, then I, of course, wonder, what are you doing?
What the heck's she up to?
What's she doing? What's she writing? So, what are you doing? What are you writing?
I have been, I put out one in May of 2007, and I have been really busy since then. I haven't written a whole lot of songs, but I've written enough for a new record, so I am recording a new record now, which is exciting. Talking about the husband again. Paul Carreri was made this connection with somebody in England and started playing over there, and then sort of was like, hey, you know, my wife writes songs, maybe you should have her over. And so we went over and did like a few duet things, and they went well, and I made friends with the guy.
What's this person's name?
His name's Rich Guy.
Awesome name.
The guy. Rich is now a good friend of ours. He came to our wedding in 2005, and he started a record label kind of to put out our records over there, but now he puts out other records also. And as far as the way that record sales are going in the world today, in every country, he's doing pretty well. Like, given that people aren't buying many records, he's actually selling a few. And so I've been touring over there a bunch, and what I ended up doing for the record is working with the band that I had been touring with over there, doing all these festivals, and we were like, well, we're pretty good at these songs, why don't we should just record them? So I came back to Virginia with 8 songs that I had done with bass and drums and pedal steel, and that Paul had actually been over there to produce for me, with me. And now we're putting the finishing touches and recording a couple extra songs, because 8 just doesn't cut it at our house. So I'm really happy about it. I didn't think that the band thing, I was going to go back to it so soon, but that's what I did all year. So I figured if I want to put out a record this year, I better do what I'm in shape for.
Well, what does a band mean? I mean, it could be, you know, mandolins and violins, or it could mean,
you know,
someone playing a wicked hot electric guitar.
Some spoons. It's somewhere in between. It's we did all these festivals, and festivals are so exciting. I've never really gotten my foot in the door on festivals over at home here, so it was really exciting to do that. But it's hard to reach the people in the back of the field, you know, if you're just by yourself playing gentle songs. And so I ended up working up a set that was definitely a Devin Sproul set, but was on the sort of grabbier side of things. So so it's a little bit of a groovy record. It's kind of like laid back. It's got pedal steel, so some of it sounds pretty country, but he kicks on the like distortion pedal steel at times too, so there's a little bit of
who's your pedal steel player?
His name's BJ Cole, and he's from London, and he's kind of the premier.
Yeah, he's the dude.
I'm glad you recognize him. He's most every pedal steel player in any country that I've talked to about pedal steel, like, oh, BJ Cole.
Yeah. Oh, he's the dude.
He's the dude. So, yeah, everything from, like, Bjork to Elton John to R.E.M. and Dolly Parton, and he's and
congrats. That's a real score.
Thanks, Anne. Yeah, it was. He's a little bit. He's an incredible musician, and he likes to travel. Like he likes to travel, and he likes to do his thing. Like, and we've become really good friends now. But by way of us taking really good care of him, but we could never take care of him as good as some people do. So. It's just always a scramble, and you try to get there before his back gives out.
Fair enough.
If you don't, you hear about it.
Well, let's have another live one. New, old, your choice.
I'll play an old fave because I'm back in Virginia and happy about it.
WNRN, Devin Sproul playing live in the WNRN studios this morning. She's playing tonight as well as Paul Crary and Jan Smith. Browning Porter will give us the full epic poem, and Jeff Romano will be there as well, and maybe a special guest or two at the Play On Theater tonight at the Ix Building in downtown Charlottesville. Well, thanks to all of you for coming in this morning and, you know, coming in and saying hi to me, but most importantly, you know, talking about this cool show that you're going to be at tonight here in Charlottesville.